My name is Peyton Linehart. I am 17 years old. Today is November 30th, 2017, and I am speaking with Rebecca Lampman, who is my tutor. We are recording this interview in Willowbrook, Illinois, and we will be talking about the book Madame Bovary by Gustave Flaubert and its significance. I would like to start off asking you, who do you think, or who is your favorite character and why?
So I truly did not really have a favorite character. If I had to pick one, it would be Charles, which is very sad, but I actually despised almost all of the characters in the book. But I think that's really important because my reason for picking Charles is because I think that he was the most genuine of all of the characters. There was so much manipulation and selfishness and just self-indulgence throughout the book. And I think Charles had a ton of flaws, but he was definitely the most honest. And he was so below average. Like, the book describes him, he's not a very good doctor, and he's not good looking, and no one really likes him, and there's nothing special about him. But he did stay true to Emma, and he loved Emma so much, and ultimately was the least terrible of all of the characters in terms of his actions and morale. So sad that he's going to be, we won't say he's my favorite. He was my least hated character.
So do you think Emma was actually in love with Charles, or do you think society put pressure on her to marry him?
So definitely both. Definitely the second one. I think she was in love with Charles for 5 seconds, and I think that it was more of, or maybe not at all. Let's go with no. She wasn't. She was in love with what he could be, what she thought he could be. She was in love with the idea of getting married and having a family and being domestic. But as far as, and she, you know, oh, he's going to be a doctor and blah. And I think that it was just sort of what he could be and not actually what he was. So we'll go with no. I think that it was very, very societally heavy because that's what you did. So,
yeah. So do you think Emma could have avoided the affairs?
The affairs that she had. No. Of course she could avoid them. I mean, there is a sense of self-control that is seriously lacking. But if you put someone in a certain situation, or if someone is in a certain situation, is it really expected for them to act any other way? So I'm not excusing the affairs at all, but considering what her childhood was, Emma grew up extremely unstable. Her dad, I think, was an alcoholic. She was in a convent, was obsessed with romantic novels, and for a hot minute she was obsessed with being a nun. And there's constant obsessions throughout her life. So there's no stability emotionally, I don't think, for her. And it could have been avoided, but I think it would have been really, really hard for her personality, for the way Flaubert kind of portrays her as being just this really dissatisfied, all over the place individual.
So do you think fate played a role in that and her downfall?
Yes. So fate is, fate / society, I think, because I think one of the most amazing things about this novel is that it was written by a man who really was able to capture the way women were, I guess, treated, or the way a woman's life went in this time in the 19th century. So that's, I guess it's considered fate, but yeah, it's definitely just society. It's the way the times were. So this just goes along with the way not just France or not just Europe, but the world essentially was for women.
So you're essentially saying that it was society's fault for Emma's downfall?
I think it was everyone's fault. It was Emma's fault. It was Charles's fault. It was all of her lovers who shouldn't even have been talking to her as a married woman. It was the, I forget his name, but the sleazy pharmacist or whatever.
Burgoyne?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. It was the, the guy that accidentally sold her the arsenic that shouldn't have. I mean, it was everyone's. Everyone played an equal part. The only truly innocent person in this book is Berta, who is the daughter, who did nothing. So
going off of Charles, why do you think he died in the end? That was kind of a mystery for the reader.
Yeah, so it seems obvious to say, oh, Charles died of heartbreak. I mean, of course he was heartbroken. But I think even deeper, we know Charles truly loved Emma. So that's a fact. The whole novel is about, he has his flaws. There is a shallow sense of, he talks about how beautiful she is all the time. He thinks she's so beautiful. He doesn't even really, like, he tries to listen to her, but some of what she says just goes over his head, and it's fine. He doesn't care because he just loves Emma and he worships her. So that being said, she was his whole life. At the end of the book, when he's trying to keep her alive, you see a glimmer of maybe a kind of good doctor, maybe a little bit. You see everything that Charles has to offer is there, and he can't save her. And she dies, right? And then he has nothing. I mean, he has his daughter, but Emma really never loved the little girl anyway. So, and Emma kind of neglected the little girl and kind of forgot that she was around. So I think since Emma was so important to Charles, was the little girl really, and the little girl wasn't really important to Emma, was the little girl really that important to Charles? Who knows? So in the end, he discovers these extramarital affairs. He finds her letters. He did forgive her for what he knew she had done while she was alive, but there's really nothing else for him. He's not a good doctor. He doesn't have money. She bankrupted him. She drained him not only emotionally, but also financially. So there's just nothing left for him. And so everything back to his first wife, who was very overbearing, and his mom, who's very overbearing and manipulative. And it's like he's never really just been himself, I guess, by himself. And when he was kind of a loser. So he's done. Sad.
So why do you think Flaubert decided to make Charles oblivious of Emma's actions?
So I think this was a genius move on his part, because Charles is really the core of this book. We start with Charles's life and we end with Charles's life. There's not even any mention of Emma until, you know, I don't know, the third chapter or something, second or third chapter. So for Flaubert, he puts Charles in this novel for us to feel all of the things he wants, for the readers to feel all of the things he wants us to feel. For example, when we see Charles is below average, we see Emma is so beautiful, and Charles falls in love with Emma, and Emma's super unhappy because Charles is kind of not that attractive. Charles is a loser. The Flaubert writes in there, like, these things that Charles says, or these, just his incompetency as a doctor, and it kind of makes you go, gosh, I wouldn't want to marry him either. He's terrible. Not terrible, but just not exciting. Nothing like what Emma would want. Completely the opposite of Emma, actually. Just polar opposite of Emma. But morally, far superior to Emma. So this creates just this tension for the reader. You pity Charles, but you also pity Emma. And so you can kind of almost sympathize with Emma because Charles is such a loser. But at the same time, you hate Emma because she's just, because what did he really do wrong? And on that note, Charles seems oblivious, and the book does say he's oblivious, but as in probably, I mean, I wouldn't know, but as in what you see just around us with extramarital affairs, the spouse that's being cheated on usually did have some kind of idea, something, and maybe just talked themselves out of it, told themselves that they were going to ignore it, whatever. And I think that was probably a little bit of the case with Charles too. And maybe he convinced himself otherwise. Maybe. But we don't know. But I think that was probably part of it, yeah.
So do you think this book makes you more cautious and aware of things, unlike Charles?
Unlike Charles. because I'm a little older, I think that I definitely see a lot of pieces of each character in myself, some of the terrible, in my younger self, just cluelessness on Charles's part. I've definitely felt that. Just the romanticism, and like I had this idea of what my career was going to be like when I was younger as an opera singer, and how glamorous it would be, and all the beautiful dresses and the jewelry I get to wear, and singing in front of people, and it sounds so glamorous, but it's really not when you think about all the traveling and time away from my family that I have to spend and stuff like that. So this romantic, this idea of romanticism, glamorizing it, is a huge thing that I got from this book. And also just discontent and being dissatisfied with normality. So I think that's what I mostly drew from it. Just a really realistic, that's what Flaubert is known for, is realism. Just being super realistic and showing the nitty-gritty parts of life that French writers in this time were not showing us.
So going off of that, what do you think the main theme of this book was, and how did that make you feel?
I think there's a couple. I think that sort of disease of romanticism, the way we view things versus the way that they really are, is a huge thing in this book. And Flaubert knew that. And he kind of mixed them together. It wasn't just one or the other. I mean, that is why his writing is so beautiful. Discontent, always wanting more, sort of the realities of a rural, well, blue collar today, but rural, poorer lifestyle. And I think it's just the whole idea of like writing about a real person's life who isn't really anything special, and how their lives and our lives, regardless of what we are able to succeed, what we are able to do, are not fairy tales. And I would like to reread the book and see if I can't point out some more things. There's a lot of windows and a lot of food. They're always eating. She's always looking out the window. There's always quiet and stillness. And there's a lot of really cool stuff going on that I don't totally remember specifically, but remember thinking when I was reading it, like, this is amazing. Yeah.
So how have the attitudes of love changed over the years?
So we're referring to just like people's attitudes of love, yeah, towards each other.
In society.
In society. So I truly don't think that they have. I think humanity is exactly the same, and that part of it, this part of it, is never going to change. But what has changed so much is obviously with the rise of feminism and women's equality, women are much more likely to behave as humans now, or at the time they would have said women are behaving like men is what they would have said. But really it's just a woman being able to do whatever the man was able to do. I think Emma would have, her life would have been completely different in today's society, even as the same person with the same romantic whatevers, because she would have just left. She would have moved somewhere and gotten a job, and she couldn't have done that at this time. There was nothing she could do. Leon did it, but she couldn't do it. And everything in her life was based on a man. So that is, so it's not that our emotions and feelings and selfishness and complacency and impulsiveness and discontent, none of those things have changed in people, but our reactions to it and our reactions to the situations that we're in are different now, especially as women, if that makes sense. So, and on that note, I'm interested to know, we talked about these sort of opinions and these feelings of characters towards each other and humanity. I'm actually really interested to know what you saw in these themes that I'm referring to, and what you got out of it.
Well, what I noticed is one of like the bigger themes was dissatisfaction and how people fail to do something about it. And you can really see that in Emma, because she was never really happy with her life, and she chose to avoid all of her dissatisfaction by getting into affairs and making a mess.
Yep, she tried everything. Yeah. She tried painting and journals, yep, mm-hmm. And nothing satisfied her.
And I think that that's really important, because it emphasizes how people shouldn't wait for something to happen and they should take initiative. So I thought that was a really big part of the book.
Which we can do now in 2017.
Yes.
We could not do when this was written 150 years ago. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Good. Thank you so much.
Of course. Like six.